8:40 a.m. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The Air National Guardsman, arrested in connection with a months-long intelligence leak, has been charged in Boston. CBS's Willie James Inland is at the White House.
It's an embarrassment, and I am sure that our allies are just horrified by it.
Virginia Democratic Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger is a former CIA officer.
We'll never be able to pull all of that information back from the internet, wiped from a place where our adversaries will be able to see it.
The Department of Defense launched an investigation into how the material was circulating online for several months before the Pentagon detected it.
President Biden issued a statement saying he's directed the military and intelligence community to further secure and limit the distribution of sensitive information. The Biden administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to preserve access to an abortion pill amid conflicting lower court rulings. Loyola Law professor Jessica Levinson on how the court might respond.
This is a very conservative court. This is the same court that overturned Roe v. Wade. And so it's difficult to say for sure, in my mind, that they would follow the legal underpinnings of when we need a stay.
The federal government has charged multiple members of Mexico's powerful Sinaloa drug cartel.
The charges were announced by Attorney General Merrick Garland at the Justice Department.
As outlined in an indictment unsealed today in the Southern District of New York, the Sinaloa cartel is largely responsible for the surge of fentanyl into the United States over the last 8 years.
More than 20 people are named, including three sons of the Mexican drug lord known as El Chapo. Eight of those charged are in custody, including one of the sons. The defendants also include citizens of China and Guatemala, accused of supplying chemicals required to make fentanyl. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
President Biden wraps up his trip to Ireland tonight. CBS's Stephen Portnoy reports from Dublin.
Today, the first Irish Catholic president since John F. Kennedy is focused on his roots. Earlier today, he made a pilgrimage to the shrine at Knock, where Catholics believe an apparition of the Virgin Mary appeared in 1879. He's also stopping by a hospice where a plaque bears the name of his late son, Beau. He's also meeting with distant cousins who live in County Mayo. Mr. Biden's great-great-great-grandfather sailed from there and settled in Scranton.
Plans to raise the retirement age in France have passed the final hurdle. CBS's Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
France's Constitutional Council has approved all the key elements of the unpopular pension reform bill, including raising the legal retirement age from 62 to 64. The new age will now be brought in gradually from this September. Workers born after 1973 will also have to work 43 years before they can get a...
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's a third straight day of red flag warnings in Wisconsin. Wardens say they responded to 21 wildfires yesterday. The biggest was 3,000 acres in Monroe County. They're calling the Arcadia Fire. Governor Evers declared a state of emergency this week. A judge in Waukesha is increasing the amount of money Darryl Brooks owes his victims to more than $500,000. Prosecutors say there's a chance Brooks could sell the book or movie rights to his story and make money. Brooks is serving six life sentences for driving through the Waukesha Christmas parade crowd in 2021. In sports, the Bucks find out their first-round playoff opponent tonight. It'll either be Miami or Chicago. The Brewers beat San Diego last night 4-3. Eric Lauer starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'll tell you what. There are some facts that have come out now on the leak of those classified documents by this fellow Texera, the airman, that quite frankly, they're mind-boggling, and they've been going on through several presidencies, Republican and Democratic. Let's get right to it. I'll tell you what's been found out since we talked about it yesterday. The leaked top-secret documents were apparently leaked to settle an argument about the Ukraine war on the chat platform Discord. A bunch of gamers, 10, 20, 30 guys, and they do this just to settle an argument about the Ukraine war, and this guy Texera wants to show off and see how important he is. That's really what happened. He initially understated Russian casualties, overstated Ukrainian casualties. He was paraphrasing. Then they were giving him a hard time, and he goes, okay, I'll show you the real documents. Now, remember something. This is not the first time this has happened in the last 10 years. Remember Edward Snowden? Remember Chelsea Manning? Remember Julian Assange? How do these guys, Edward Snowden was simply a contractor for the CIA. Chelsea Manning was a very, very low-level military guy. How do these guys get access to these things? Chelsea Manning released about 700,000 documents. It looks like Texera released somewhere a couple of hundred of them. The 21-year-old member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard, Jack Texera, stationed at Otis Air Force Base in Cape Cod. It's home. That base is home to 102nd Intelligence Wing. The website of that wing says, quote, we provide worldwide precision intelligence and command and control with trained and experienced airmen for expeditionary combat support and homeland security. Texera enlisted in 2019 in the National Guard when he had just got out of high school. Then he was activated last fall. He's 21 now. Some of these Discord member gamer geeks showed the Washington Post video of Texera shouting racist and anti-Semitic slogans as he fired a rifle. This is on the Thug Shaker Central feature on Discord. How this guy got access to anything, I don't know. But here is the scary thing. He was tech support. He wasn't intelligence in the sense of analyzing data. But as tech support, he had access to an internal Defense Department computer network for top secret information called JWICS, Joint Worldwide Intelligence Communication System. JWICS, they let him in, they let him read, they let him read and print these documents. Top secret documents. Thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of military personnel and government employees have access to those documents and to JWICS. The military is entrusting these to very young people, recently enlisted, with very, very slender inspections of their records, their resumes, to see if they even warrant that kind of classification. Apparently, this is for top secret, tens of thousands. For secret, everybody in the Defense Department and the intelligence community, perhaps millions of people who get any meager classified documents clearance can see secret and print them. This is wrong. This is very, very wrong. Marjorie Taylor Greene came out defending Teixeira. She said, well, he's anti-war, anti-Ukraine war. It was right for him to do it, and she attacked Ukraine again. Now, let me tell you something. Part of it is that she is one sick puppy, a really sick puppy. But the Trump people are beginning to realize Trump showed top secret documents that he stole to his donors, various combat maps and so on. It's going to be very, very difficult to find out or to explain why Jack Teixeira has been charged under the Espionage Act, of 1917, which has a 20-year maximum sentence for criminal violations under it. And every document is a separate charge. He stole several hundred documents. That's life. That's life. There's a lesser included offense. That's a 10-year felony. And they're speculating that maybe he'll get that. But let me tell you something. You may have read about this couple that tried to, they approached the Brazilian government 6 months ago saying they were going to steal submarine secrets. They worked in a submarine program for the government, and they got caught. The wife got 22 years. The husband got 19 years, and they have young kids. They're traitors. Back in the early 50s, people who stole nuclear secrets and gave it to the commie Ruskies were executed. Because in the Espionage Act, if there's a declaration of war, the penalty is death. And I'll tell you how seriously they take it. Back in the 1950s, we were not at war with the Soviet Union. We were in the Korean War, so we were technically at war, and they executed the people. This guy has got to go down. Teixeira's got to go down. But more importantly, every one of those gamer geeks, they pass this around, boasting to each other. It should be like child porn. They get it and pass it on. They get convicted. They should all get jail sentences. But let me issue, as an old Navy guy who had the most minimal classification possible in terms of security clearance and didn't need it and didn't want any more, I got a message to the flag officers of all the services. What the hell are you doing? How can an airman, an enlisted airman who enlisted when he was 18, and it was activated last September, because he's a techie, why should he read CIA intelligence on Egypt? Like they're going to be sending weapons against our wishes to the Ruskies. Why should he be allowed to read CIA information? And why there's a fight within the Russian general staff about the Ukraine war? Because the Ruskies can deduce from that, can reverse engineer from that, who spilled the beans, and they'll turn out and execute the guy over there. What's going on? Isn't it possible? Are there techies out there who can solve this? Isn't it possible? If you want a techie to talk about how to improve a program, you don't necessarily have to let them print stuff out or even read it. And if you do have to let them read it, have a lifer with a real security clearance whom you're certain about, and you know it all the time. But how? Listen. How in God's name can tens of thousands of people have access to the stuff to read it and print it? How about millions, perhaps, everybody in the Defense Department, everybody in the intelligence communities, and be permitted what? The janitor? Maybe not the janitor, but everybody else. And they're able to read secret? Okay, it's not top secret, but by the way, this is top secret. Go to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bob of Madison?
Wow, it gives me a lot to think about. I almost got on the Discord discussion list recently, and I'm glad I didn't stumble onto this guy's thing or I'd be a suspect.
Yeah, you know, if you get a piece of classified information and you pass it on, you've committed an offense. And these guys, they're all kids. I mean, they're all in their late teens, yeah, early 20s, but they've got to get jail sentences. This society right now has lost any sense of patriotism on a big part of the population. I'm very, very tired of it. People are kneeling for the national anthem. They're attacking the United States all the time from the right and the left about how bad it is. Then leave. Get the hell out of here. The fact of the matter is, the greatest country that's ever existed, the greatest constitution that's ever existed. So, Bob, I'm glad if you went on Discord, you didn't go on Thug Chat, Thug Shaker Central. Stay out of it.
Okay. Well, yeah, thanks for that advice. You know, like I said yesterday, you know, 50 years ago, I was a war gamer, and I've been in... I've been to a couple places where they had Nazi paraphernalia all over the wall. So I met some of these neo-Nazis. And one guy I met was a Vietnam War veteran. And he told me, he showed me this pistol he had, a Russian pistol. And he explained to me, yeah, the Russians are in the war. They're operating the radios. You think the Vietnamese can do that? And so he shot the Russian radio operator to get his weapon to display. So,
yours is a great call. You want to know why? Yeah. Yours is a great call because I don't know anybody else who has been on Discord, and you are right at the center of this. And thank God you're a good man and didn't get any of this stuff. Thank you very much. John of Boaz, my friend. We have a little time before the break. What's in your mind today, John of Boaz?
Hi, man. I'd like to hear about your Navy career one day. My dad survived that typhoon in a 110-foot white oak tugboat.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to talk about Donald Trump. I'm looking at a picture of him right now in a book that I'm reading. Donald Trump, John Holton, and he's negotiating with North Korea. He's in bed with the Russians, and Iran is giving us big trouble with their nuclear devices.
Right.
And North Korea also.
Right. No, Trump was a disaster, John, and I'll tell you what he is. He also is servile to Vladimir Putin. Listen, thanks a lot for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
embroidery professionals. Plus, how may I help you?
Yeah. I'm needing to get some patches made for a club I'm in. Is that something you guys do?
Absolutely.
I'm not sure how to get started.
Well, I'm happy to walk you through the process. Custom patches could be made in any size or shape and can be embroidered or printed. To get started, email your design.
Embroidery Professionals Plus has custom apparel specialists ready to work with your club, too. Two Wisconsin locations in Deerfield and Eden. Embroidery Professionals Plus. Apparel you love. Service you crave. Oh, yeah. And home of the Wisconsin Tailgater hoodie.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 54. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 78. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows around 56. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Start in order with Cassandra of Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Cassandra.
Hi, Matt. Thank you for taking my call. I have calmed down a little since yesterday, since we last spoke. But I just have two questions that the military really need to take some responsibility. They need to own this. Because I have a good friend of mine, retired from the FBI, and one thing that he said was that in order for them to maintain their security clearances is that they have to undergo an annual national security review or some kind of review. Why wasn't that done with this young man? Where was his company commander? And also, under the national security, their annual review, they look at their finances. They pull their credit. They look at their checking accounts. They have to turn over all their social media sites, their usernames, their passwords. I mean, it is a thorough vetting. Where the heck was the national, where was the commanding officer? And my last point is this. This is the problem with the flag officers in our military, because they were not, someone was asleep at the switch here. There is no reason in hell why this young man should have had access to those files. Now, I understand he was doing cyber maintenance. If that was necessary, it should have been an active duty military person with a high clearance. You don't give this kind of job and that kind of access to you know to someone who is a weekend warrior. No. So if there was a need to have that service performed, it should have been delegated to someone who had the experience, who was active duty, and who you could monitor. They were not able to monitor this young man's activities. So that is all that I have. And I think someone up in the high suite of the Pentagon should lose their position, because this was just a lack of accountability on behalf of the officer corps. All right, that's all I got.
Cassandra, that's terrific. And for everybody's benefit, Cassandra is a military veteran, and you spoke very, very eloquently about it. I wish they could listen to you directly, but I'll tell you this. Joe Biden has got to bring Lloyd Austin and say, Lloyd, clean house. Go to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, find out what their programs are, what their requirements are, and you've hit the nail on the head. For one thing, top secret is a big deal. You should not be able to get top secret information just because you're a techie, 21-year-old techie, and a weekend warrior who is only activated in the fall. He was activated 6-7 months ago. And when you say take his passwords, have him list all of the chat rooms he's in and everything else. And if he lies, that's a criminal offense to lie on a classified clearance application. And if he put what? Thug Shaker Central and Discord, then you have somebody go on it and see what the heck's going on there. And you maybe have this deal where all these techies are war gamers and so on. But this guy apparently didn't do it for money. This guy did it just out of pride to somehow win an argument or whatever. And look what he's done. He's damaged our relations with Egypt, with the United Arab Emirates, with the NATO allies, with South Korea. Look what he did. Look what he did. You're absolutely right. You can't have tens of thousands of people with access to top secret information and have this very casual review of their need for access. Go back to the lines. Rick Middleton, my friend. No, Rick of Reedstown, it says. Thanks for calling, Rick. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, Matt, how you doing? I appreciate the dialogue you have on your show. I just
thank you.
Recently listened to it in WRCO at a Richmond Center. But this whole deal in Ukraine has got me just in a tizzy. I mean, we spent $100 billion over there so far, spent on the war, and we're depleting our own ammo supply. And what are we going to do when this thing comes after us? When we got no gas, no ammo, we should drill in the United States and end this bull over in Russia and deplete his oil supply by lowering oil to under $50 a barrel. Bingo. We got it all solved right there.
Yeah, listen, I agree with part of what you said, and I'll respectfully. By the way, are you from Reedstown or Reedsburg?
Where are you from? Reedstown.
Oh, Reedstown. Okay, fair enough, my friend. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. I'm going to respond to what Rick just said on Ukraine, and we're going to talk about Ukraine now and in the next segment. First of all, we spent initially about 5% of our defense budget. Our defense budget is roughly $800 billion. So we spent something like 40 some odd million. This is a while ago. I don't know that we spent $100 billion, but we spent a lot. But the Ukrainians have killed 200,000 Russian troops. They've destroyed 3,000 tanks. We've isolated Russia for a very, very small investment. We have put Russia back on their heels. We'd like to not have to do that. We would have liked to when they finally got, you know, they had a liberalization for 10 years, glasnost in the 90s, would have been glad to have them join Europe. That did not happen. What we can do to get them now, I think we have to continue to support Ukraine. I'm going to talk about it in the next segment as we come up to a break. When it comes to oil, I think we should cripple them any way we can when it comes to economic sanctions. It's not as easy as anybody thinks to just lower oil by under $50 a gallon. You have the Saudis and others who will just cut production. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. And I will get back to those great, very good comments we just heard right after the break.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A 21-year-old Air National Guardsman has made his first appearance in court in the leaked documents case. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Jack Teixeira was shackled when he entered the courtroom in Boston. He's charged with two counts of unlawful retention and removal of classified and/or national defense information.
The Biden administration is making a last-minute bid to the U.S. Supreme Court to stop new restrictions on an abortion pill.
If the nine justices don't weigh in by the end of the day today, those restrictions will start to go into effect across the country tomorrow.
CBS's Nancy Cordes. El Chapo's three sons were among several members of a Mexican cartel charged with fentanyl trafficking in the U.S.
The indictments describe in detail how the Sinaloa cartel operates without respect for human rights, for human life, or the rule of law.
Attorney General Merrick Garland made the announcement at the Justice Department. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wildfires are raging in Wisconsin for a third straight day. Crews responded to 21 wildfires yesterday, including the 3,000-acre Arcadia Fire. Several people have had to evacuate their homes, but we don't know of anyone getting hurt. There's rain and cooler temperatures in the forecast tomorrow. Fires aren't the only problem in Wisconsin. Flooding on the Wisconsin River means several people in Wausau are having to evacuate their homes. Planners say high water not only poses a danger to people who live in flood zones, but to rescue workers who might be called to pull people out. In sports, the Bucks find out their first-round playoff opponent tonight. It'll either be Miami or Chicago. The Brewers beat San Diego last night 4-3. Eric Lauer starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Milwaukee, you have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery, where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown taproom to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients, and enjoy their amazing taproom featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about Ukraine, but first we're going to take a call. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling Western Mind. Hey, Jean.
I have a quick question and then a statement. Matt, will you be appearing for a longer period of time on Monday?
Yes, on Monday, I am going to substitute for Devil's Advocates. So I will be on the air on Monday from 3 to 4, and then from 4 to 6 for Devil's Advocate, Gene. So you'll have plenty of time
really
to call
in. On Monday, I'm looking forward to it. Okay.
Thank you.
One thing I'd like to bring up from your last caller, You know, I watched Trump in office, you know, when he took office, and all the different people that he put in, and his relationships to, you know, our partners, you know, running down, you know, Mexico, running down Canada, you know, when he'd go over and meet with other leaders from other countries. I mean, he just totally demolished any relationships that we had. And a lot of the protections that we had, he put people in their different positions that were unqualified. I mean, there was so much going on. It was hard to even document all the changes he was making, the incompetent people he was putting in. So, I hate to bring up the guy, but we can't have a guy that's that incompetent that don't care about America. And we need to check into every single thing that was done while he was in office. So that's just my two cents worth. Thank you, Matt. Looking forward to Monday. Bye.
Thank you, Jean. And, you know, that was an excellent statement. And let me tell you something. Let me build on that and then talk about Ukraine. You're absolutely right. You know, he would insult our allies, like with Trudeau up in Canada. He'd call him a leftist communist freak. He called up Theresa May. This is Trump now. Called up Theresa May, the prime minister in London, and Angela Merkel, and he would yell at them. And I think that he thought he could intimidate them because they were women, and he'd shout at them and say, "You're stupid." He used that word to Angela Merkel and Theresa May. Now, what are they going to do? They push back a little bit, but he is the president of the United States, and we're the ones that are defending the world. And then he sucks up to Putin, Xi, and Kim Jong-un. So Trudeau in Canada is a leftist freak. Theresa May and Angela Merkel, that's Britain and Germany, our allies, are stupid. And he doesn't say that to Xi of China. He doesn't say that to Kim Jong-un, who tortured Otto Warmbier, the University of Virginia student, and then sent his body back to his parents. He didn't say that about Putin. This guy is very, very sick. He's very ingratiating and servile to people who are enemies and authoritarians, and he simply screams and shouts and curses at our friends. We can't have it. And Ukraine is the best example of that. Here, let me tell you what's going on right now. Remember something when I say this. Ukraine is the size of about Texas. It has 45 million people. Russia has 145 million people. It's about three times, a little more than three times the population of Ukraine. And it stretches over 11 time zones. If you do just a meat grinder combat, like First World War combat in trenches, the smaller country, no matter how brave they are, can't win. The RAND Corporation just came out with a proposal, and I've looked at the features of it. And one of the authors is a former U.S. ambassador to Kazakhstan. And they said the way to win this for Ukraine, they can't possibly send enough troops to retake Crimea. And remember something. The Ruskies are already in Donetsk, Kherson, Luhansk, and Zaporizhia. You've heard all those names. Now, they're not comfortable there. They're getting killed there. Their commando units have 95% casualties. 95% casualties. Let me tell you something. Our brave Marines, my father was a Marine during the Second World War, and the Marines took care, they were a large part of taking care of the Pacific Theater. And those guys, and my father was not one of these, he was an aviator, but the guys that were led ashore on like Iwo Jima and Okinawa and all that, they took very high casualties as they waded ashore and shot by the Japanese on the beach. But it wasn't 95%. Russia doesn't care. They've emptied out their prisons, they emptied out their mental hospitals, and they go through small towns and just kidnap people from the streets. What the RAND Corporation proposed, and I think is a very good idea, is that we should arm them, the Ukrainians, with even longer range missiles, and we should make Crimea and the parts of eastern Ukraine that have been invaded by Russia inhospitable to Russians. They can't use them. You know, they can't build luxury hotels. They can't move there. They can't operate out of there because there are missiles raining down on them all the time. And not necessarily just combat troops. And so long-range precision strikes, and also against their Black Sea fleet. Now, remember, the Black Sea, it's right off of Ukraine, right off of Crimea. And they had an excellent proposal. There's a kind of a ship. They're called USVs. They're uncrewed surface vehicles. So nobody gets killed. And they're like drones on water. And obviously the Ruskies can pick some of these off. However, if you swarm a ship with them, all that has to happen is one gets through and it blows up and it kills the ship. Do that to their Black Sea fleet. We're going to have to supply them with these things. We should absolutely supply them with these things. The other thing is, we are doing this kind of half-heartedly. Why are we letting Russian athletes into Wimbledon? And why are we letting them into the next Olympics? Everybody says, well, we're not going to let them say they're Russians. Well, they speak Russian, and we're not going to let them wear Russian uniforms. We got to pretend they came from Mars. Oh, no, baloney. We let them into Miami, and a woman, a girl who won, wore a Moscow T-shirt. No, they're no good. We don't want them. They can't compete. They should not be able to compete. We wouldn't let them compete in the World Cup in soccer. Why should we let them compete? They have to understand that they're being shunned, that they're pariahs, that they're in a culture that's a Nazi culture. It's a culture of genocide and sadism. They don't just go in and get to rape women in front of their husbands and kids. They don't get to torture people. They don't get to do it and call it a war. It's not a war. It's a genocide. And I like this RAND Corporation proposal a great deal. First of all, more long-range HIMARS. I've said, how many times do I have to say this? I say it every week, a couple of times a week, that we have 190-mile HIMARS. If you are defending a country like the size of Texas, 50 miles doesn't do it. You ever been to Texas? Doesn't do it. 190 miles, you're starting to talk about that. You're 190-mile HIMARS, bunch of Ruskies are in a barracks in Crimea, boom, that's the end of the Ruskies. Bunch of them are invaded somewhere else, boom, that's the end of them. Frankly, that's the end of their ship. You have these USVs, uncrewed surface vehicles, boom. The other thing that was not in this RAND Corporation report is increased economic sanctions. I mean, every day I pick up and I read, well, a different oligarch is being somehow sanctioned. Why are there any left unsanctioned? Why are there any Ruskies left unsanctioned? What you do is you seize their bank accounts, and already there's been a world court judgment of $5 billion against the Ruskies for what they did to one of the utilities in Ukraine. They've caused about $300-400 billion of damage in Ukraine. Get it? You want protection in the financial world? Fine. Get a judgment against them in the world court. Get it immediately. They're not going to come in and defend. And they get a judgment in the world court and then show that judgment to the U.S. government to give Yellen cover and give the Federal Reserve cover and turn over the 300 some odd billion that we have in American banks that the Ruskies foolishly deposited with us. And the average guy over there doesn't have a bank account at all. But some of them do. Many of them are thieves. They're thieves by nature. They have been for 1,000 years. And seize their money. Use it to rebuild Ukraine and use it to pay for the HIMARS and the USVs, all of this. Very excited about this. The Ukrainians are great people. You cannot have a modern European country like Ukraine with great universities. They bring in third world students all the time from Africa and Asia. I mean, it's no different from Croatia. It's no different from Slovakia, Slovenia, the Czech Republic. Just because they happen not to be in NATO, it's okay to genocide them? No, it's not okay to genocide them. Everybody's worried about, nuclear weapons. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something what this clown has done. This clown Putin. Clown Putin now has trained Belarusian pilots in the use of tactical nuclear weapons. That just came out. Belarus is the country just to the west of Russia. Lukashenko, the thief, the genocidal, sadistic maniac who took control even though he lost the election. Yeah, he's the head guy. But he's very, very nervous because he knows a lot of assassins would like to take him out. Unfortunately, Belarus has 778 miles of border with Poland, Latvia, and Lithuania. And there's some thought that Putin's going to put tactical nuclear weapons on that border, which would mean on the border Poland, Latvia, and Lithuania. I got news for them. Finland has an 800 and some odd mile border with Russia. You want to do that? We put our nukes right on the Finland border. They've invited us to. Or you sit down with them and say, look, you're not going to say this. I would say it, but this is why I'm not in the State Department right now. You are a genocidal sadist, but unless you're insane, let me tell you something. You put any tactical nukes on the borders with Poland, Latvia, and Lithuania, we're going to have far more effective nukes on the Finnish border, Finland border with you. And you are toast. And the final thing, and I'm going to throw this out, I've said it before, and I'm not kidding when I say it. At some point, the question has to be raised, should Russia survive as a country and a culture? You know, I took Russian history courses, Russian literature courses in college. I enjoyed them. You know, I frankly didn't like what a lot of people think is great about it. This is all 19th century. This is 19th century stuff. Tchaikovsky was great. His opera was great. Eugene Onegin, great. But you know something, the 20th century, it was all sadism, fraud, and communism. And now Putin's doing the same thing. At some point, you have to say, is this country able to run itself as a civilized country? I deeply fear it is not. I also don't want the Chinese going into Siberia or into Eastern Russia and pushing and seizing the oil either. What we need, in my judgment, long-term, and this will be long after we're all gone, but think about this, your great-grandchildren, is at some point, Russia gets absorbed in Eastern Europe, basically Slavic. Some of it is Orthodox, Russian or Greek Orthodox. A lot of it is Roman Catholic or Protestant, but all Christian. So absorb them and then occupy what is now Russia. They are incapable. They have proven themselves incapable of anything other than genocide and fraud. Sadism, sometimes they call it communism. Sometimes they call it something else, mafia, whatever they call it. But what they do is terrible. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. We cannot let Donald Trump get back in there. He is afraid of Putin. He is servile. Putin is a chihuahua. The president of the United States should be a German shepherd. A German shepherd does not bare his throat to a chihuahua to show submission and servility. Speaking of Trump, I don't know how this guy would get reelected anyway. You see what he just said about Bill Barr? He came out on Truth Social, his social network. He said, just for the hell of it, he goes, Bill Barr had given an interview with CNN. I saw part of it, and it wasn't all that bad about Trump. It just said, you know, Trump has to be careful about this and that. Here's what Trump says about Bill Barr. Bill Barr is slovenly, lethargic, coward, and a globalist rhino spokesman for Fox and the Wall Street Journal, a stone-cold loser. Now, who talks like that? Donald Trump talks like that. He's talking about his own attorney general. He's trashed his cabinet. He trashes everybody. I do not see how a guy can come out like that, shooting his mouth off, praising Putin, praising Xi, praising Kim Jong-un, attacking our NATO allies, attacking Canada, how he can possibly do it and think that he can get elected. But the problem is, could he get nominated because their field is so weak? Yes, he probably could. I hope not. Joe Biden's got to beat him. Joe Biden can beat him. Joe Biden will beat him. But everybody out there who's flirting with Trump, just remember what I said. This is for all the marbles this time. We cannot let the guy back into power. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Better all the time. Getting so much better all the time.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 57. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 79. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to go to Milwaukee County. Two contrasting municipal elections, which I want to inform you about. One of them is quite good, and the other one is a concern, and here's what it is. The good one is Andrea Pratt has just been elected to the Milwaukee Common Council, the city of Milwaukee. Andrea Pratt. She's terrific. She's the daughter of Marvin Pratt, a dear friend of mine, he and his wife, Diane, and the whole family. And he was a distinguished alderman. He was also acting mayor at one time. He was acting county executive of Milwaukee at one time. And he also had a school named after him. And I went to the dedication ceremony. She's terrific. Andrea Pratt is a worthy successor to her father, Marvin Pratt. And I'm delighted to see her. She'll bring a lot of integrity and a lot of good judgment to the Common Council. But there's another municipal position in Wauwatosa. It's in Milwaukee County, a little western suburb. And an alderman there named Michael Morrigan. Michael Morrigan. And what's just come to light is, not on his official website, but in his private social media, he flew a Russian flag, pro-Russian content. He attacked what he calls LGBT propaganda. He questioned the severity of COVID-19, the pandemic, and the uprising of January 6. He criticized Ketanji Brown Jackson, who was appointed to the Supreme Court by Biden, and Karine Jean-Pierre, Biden's press secretary, is lame diversity hires. And when he's confronted by this, he says, well, it's my private site. It was satire. I just did that because I was trying to be funny. What he's forgetting is there was a woman named Heather Kuhl, K-U-H-L, who was on the other side politically. And she was in municipal office there. And a couple of years ago, she called out Trump and the conservatives, said that a police officer who had shot several people and was investigated by the DA should be removed as a cop, and then she resigned. I got news for you. She shouldn't have resigned. But I also got news for you. A guy that flies a Russian flag, what is it with the right? What's with the Russian flag, okay? He attacks LGBT issues as propaganda. He minimizes the severity of COVID-19 and the insurrection of January 6th, and he attacks appointments as lame diversity hires, and he flies a Russian flag. Let me tell you something, you guys on the far right, this is bad news. Conservatives in this country at one time were patriots. At one time, they understand that the commie Ruskies are our adversaries. And that sentiment has got to take hold again in your party, or you are not going to have a party. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Wisco Paul.
Happy Friday, Matt. I just got a quick one. And Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, he's for sale in my mind. I hope I'm correct on that. And his wife is basically down for insurrection. Has any time in our history anybody or couple, I could say, on the Supreme Court that has done any worse than that? May you have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, we've talked about him a couple of times, but I think, quite frankly, the latest, and you know what's sad to me? The latest news on it is for how cheap he got bought. How cheap he got bought. This guy, this multi-billionaire bought his the house his mother lives in and paid a multiple of what houses went for in that area because it's you know, not a high price area. Repaired the roof, put in a new gate, fence, that kind of thing. Bought some land around it to make it better for her. And you might say, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? But he had an obligation to report that because he was a one-third owner and they got 133 grand. He also has gotten vacations for about 20 years. And mysteriously, whenever these vacations come up, suddenly there's a big crowd there and they're all the right-wing donors. There's this Leo of the Federalist Society. Just got over $1 billion contribution to do his stuff. You know, Clarence Thomas has been in the Supreme Court about 30 years, and he has never issued an opinion or voted on an opinion that contradicted in any way the agenda, especially on social issues of this right-wing crowd. And he did it for vacations and 133 grand. He makes a good salary. He could have made sure his mom had a nice little house. He can't be on the Supreme Court anymore because one of the things they want in Moore v. Harper is to make sure that the state legislatures, which are gerrymandered, pick the electors from now on, not you in an election. And he's going to vote that way for 133 grand and a couple of vacations. You can't get him out in the normal way because the Republicans won't convict him on an impeachment. Merrick Garland has got to convene a grand jury and investigate the donors that did this to him for bribery and him for taking a bribe. And if necessary, put him in jail. That's the only way to get him out. One more call. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Jake.
Hey, Matt, there's that magic number with the Republican Party, $130,000. And maybe Justice Thomas could have a conversation with Stormy Daniels about that particular figure, and maybe he could talk to her about Coke cans, too, while he's at it.
Yeah, you know, the 130, Stormy Daniels got, 130. This other woman who is a Playboy model got 150. And then what happens is Clarence Thomas owns a third of the house. His brother's family owned a third, and I think his mom owned a third, and she's elderly, and I wish her well. But, you know, the Supreme Court justices make a decent amount of money. And why can't he repair the roof himself? I mean, seriously, if he wants a fence, put up a fence. We have a couple of fence companies in Milwaukee. You can put up a fence for 10 grand. You can put a gate. I mean, come on. Hire a carpenter. Have the guy go in and put up a gate, right? I mean, you want to go on vacation? Fine. Go on a Vanguard cruise and pay for it yourself or something, or, you know, go to the beach. But the point is for how little he sold out. And part of it is that he also was sexually shamed by people that tried to stop his nomination. They brought in Anita Hill and he sat there seething. And for 133 grand and some vacations, your ability to vote in presidential elections is at risk. Don't think it isn't. Coming into the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Have a good weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
And I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey.
ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6000.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.